Sutra, chapter 25, it says, if there be countless hundred thousand myriad codes of living beings suffering from pain and distress, who hear of this bodhisattva regarder of the cries of the world, and with all their mind call upon his name, the bodhisattva regarder of the cries of the world will instantly regard their cries, and all of them will be delivered. this is Buddha's answer to the question made by a bodhisattva, infinite bodhisattva. His name is Infinite Bodhisattva. In this chapter, discussions, the goes between Buddha and Bodhisattva names infinite. This is very interesting. The point, because the discussion goes between the Buddha and Bodhisattva named Infinite on Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva. Avalokiteshvara means the symbol of compassion. Listening to the regarder in English, Avalokiteshvara. He says, regarder of the cries of the world. But maybe this is, I want to say, cries of regarding the world, regarding the human world. When you see closely, very closely, human world, human mind, very naturally, sound, very deep sound, not cries. Cries means very deep sound, voice. It's kind of a voice, but it's voiceless. But a voiceless voice is there, and in the bottom of your human heart, wherever you may be, whatever you experience, so whatever you have, whatever lifestyle you can follow, they're everywhere. If you are right there, immediately you can see, even though you cannot see, you are present right in the middle of very deep sound. You can't evaluate at a certain price, so-called it is good, or it is sad, or it is pleased, a pleased mind, or pleased feeling, or unpleased feeling. You cannot evaluate it at a certain price. So that is, you are there, whatever kind of situation you may be, always, okay? Right in the middle of success, right in the middle of failure, right in the middle of good person, right in the middle of nothing. Whatever you do, you can see, you are there, even though you don't see it. Your life still cries. So this is named Bodhisattva, Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, that cries regarding the world and human life. Okay, that is all of us, not the Bodhisattva, particular person, or the whom Buddhism emphasizes, okay? All of us, you are Avalokiteshvara, okay? So very naturally, everyone is present right in the middle of that situation. That's where you can learn the many things, about good, about bad, about neutral, about suffering, about present feeling, unpleasant feeling. Emptiness, compassion, some kindness, you can really learn. So, this conversation goes between the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara and Bodhisattva Infinite. So, Avalokiteshvara, this Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva, the cries of the regarding to the world, try to talk with, not particular person, infinite. Bodhisattva called infinite. It's very interesting. So, Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva always focusing on not particular things, not the prey, P-R-E-Y. Okay? Not prey for the satisfaction of human desire, okay? Not pointing out a particular situation, not pointing out a particular experience. Anyway, the Avalokiteshvara always focusing on infinite. Because this is all of us, infinite, okay? So you have to listen to the voice. You have to listen to the voice from the infinite. This is your basis of your existence. Well, philosophically, we can explain. Psychologically, we can explain. That is Buddhist psychology, Abhidharma Kosha, we can say. Or philosophically, we can say emptiness. Well, we can explain. But explanation is secondary. Most important point is, day by day, we have to be there, and we have to anyway grasp it steadily with your whole body and mind. Means you have to live there. Okay? So no voice, actually no voice, but voiceless voice there. Sometimes you scream, sometimes nothing to say. But whatever you say, no cries, all cries, or there is something, voiceless voice, Christless cries there. That is very deep. Okay? So, for instance, if you see your suffering, and then you say, this is my suffering. And then you can feel good, or sometimes you don't feel good. Whatever you say, okay? We are cheated by the word, so-called, I am suffering. Because if you say, this is my suffering, you are this sit on, one would say, you sit on the, sit on the chair of suffering. In other words, you are licking your own tail with a thorn. But licking your tail is very interesting because that is your tail, no excuse. So if you lick your tail with a thorn, it's pretty good feeling, you know. Not boring. You can get all this stimulations, and something happens there. Blood comes from your tongue, and also you feel the present, you know, through licking your tail with a fan. So we say, I am, this is my suffering, this is my suffering. And then, do you understand your suffering? No. If I say, do you? If you say, yes, how much do you understand? Why not? Why not show it? You can't show it. Can't you say about your suffering? Nothing to pin down. Nothing pinned down, strictly speaking, nothing to pin down about the pin down on the suffering. You are continually saying, this is my suffering, this is my suffering. Nothing. So that's the voiceless voice is always there. Nothing to say, but suffering there. But that suffering is very vague. But it's vague what you experience. Actually, that's what you have to say. You have to express it in a word, with a word, with your mouth, with your body, with your mind. That's why you cry. That's why you say. That's why you struggle with your body. But whatever you say, there is nothing. Nothing to say about suffering. What is a real suffering? Nothing. So that's really quiet. The nature of the suffering is what is called avalokiteshvara. When you sit down there, when you are present there, you become avalokiteshvara. And then you can listen to voiceless voice. But that is called emptiness. It's philosophical. It's not empty. It's really functioning. Something functioning. Very vital. No escape. So, that is Bodhisattva always talking about. Anyway, human life, human suffering, they're discussing with Bodhisattva, so-called infinite. That's an interesting point. So, you have to talk about your suffering, the human life, with whom? Not particular person. You have to constantly, you have to continue to talk about this with Bodhisattva Infinite. Right? Means, open up yourself to whatever your mind says, whatever your spirit says, whatever Buddha says, whatever, okay, a certain deity mentioned to you, or whatever devil you say, devil say to you. Anyway, open up yourself to whatever situation you may be. Okay? That means continually to talk about your life with infinite Bodhisattva. This is you, okay? In other words, practically, don't stay with the burden or suffering or pleasure, whatever it is, for long. No. but you have to take care of it. You have to take care of it every day because it happens, it appears. That's why you have to take care of it. But you can't stay long with it. So you can't give a blow to constantly. You can't feel always guilty. Or you cannot always feeling good. No, nothing to say. Constantly open up to whatever situation you may be and talk about it with infinite bodhisattva. Okay. That is called Buddha. Okay? Avalokiteshvara. So that is a compassion. That's why this is a symbol of compassion. You are there. Constantly you are there. We are there. We are doing there. That's why you have to do it. Regardless of whether you understand or not, please do it. Okay? But we don't do it because our head comes first and judge it, evaluate, and put them down, and put down the others all too easily. But at that time, you cannot talk about human beings, human world with infinite bodhisattva, no. But you talk about human life with particular person. You feel good. Or human with the human, you talk about the human beings, human world in terms of particular area. So go philosophy, psychology, etc. Not infinite. So constantly you have to talk about it with infinite bodhisattva. Okay? This is a very interesting point in this chapter. But if you read this, the Lotus Sutra, chapter 25, it's kind of, you don't understand it. It's kind of a utilitarianism. Because if you chant the name of Amitabha, you are saved from all suffering, okay? But please, don't misunderstand this one, okay? Idealistically, if you read this one, you never understand it. But please read this one, closely, directly connected with human life, which is alive, that is you. Okay? What do you mean? With all our mind, call upon the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, and then Avalokiteshvara save you from human suffering. What do you mean this one? Okay? You have to constantly open up yourself into all situations. Anyway, you cannot evaluate your life in a certain area at a certain price. We are always evaluating your life, others' life at a certain price, constantly. Okay? That's why you have to see your life, others' life, from a different, completely different world, okay? Where you cannot evaluate your life, others' life at a certain price. No. Otherwise, you don't understand human life. You don't understand life and death. So, and what I want to tell you is that today, with all their mind, here says, okay, with all their mind, call upon his name, Bodhisattva, regarder of the cries of the world, will instantly regard their cries, and all of them will be delivered. What I want to tell you is, what do you mean by with all their mind? Well, with all their mind, maybe we can say wholehearted devotion, wholeheartedly, or a single-minded absorption. To do something, anyway, to do something with a single-minded absorption or wholehearted devotion. I say, in Japanese we say shikan, but shikan is, I want to talk about this one anyway. So, the chant the name of Avalokiteshvara or chant the Triple Treasure with all your mind, wholeheartedly, with single-pointed, one-pointed devotion or wholehearted absorption. Okay. So I say sometimes, do your best, do your best. But what do you mean, do your best? Or to do something with one single, single-minded devotion. What do you mean? That means you have to do something. You have to do your best to accomplish without looking around. Anyway, you just concentrate on one thing. Okay? Well, but still there is a question. What do you mean? But because everyone can do, in a sense, you can take care of your religion, you can take care of your professional job, you take care of your own personal life, and you can study the philosophy, psychology, if you want. Anyway, you can do it. Particularly, you can believe, if you want to believe in Christianity or Buddhism, you can believe it. How do you believe? You should have a faith. What do you mean by faith? You should do your best to believe or to do something religiously. Okay? So what do you mean this way? Well, generally speaking, maybe I can say like this. Maybe do your best to believe in religion or religious, to practice religion with a single-minded devotion means a certain degree. A certain degree how much you are infatuated with. Infatuated means how much you are crazy about. Do you understand? In a good sense, if you become crazy about something, under certain circumstances, particularly favorable conditions, it's become good. But under unfavorable conditions, becoming crazy about something turns into the devil. Well, look at the religions in the human world. So, when you understand the term, the single-minded devotion, it seems to be good. Using term in your daily life, but it's very dangerous in a sense. You should pay attention once more. What do you mean? So if I say, do your best with your wholeheartedness, and then you say, yes sir, I understand it, so constantly do it, then you become crazy about Buddhism, about the Zazen, about the human life. And then if you become crazy about the religion in a good sense, is that all right? No suffering, still suffering. Still you don't understand why you do this. So it seems to me that generally speaking, the do your best with a single-minded devotion is a hint, No, the a kind of a certain degree or certain intention, how much you are crazy about something. That's a general meaning. Okay? So you can use it in any time, in a good, under favorable condition or unfavorable conditions. In a good sense, in a bad sense, you can do it. It always is there. But religious spiritual life is not something to be infatuated or over-infatuated with, all right? Because not brainwashed. You don't like a brainwash, don't you? You always say, I want to do this. I don't want to do that. You always make a choice. Emphasizing self-consciousness, always. So if you become crazy, if you are completely over-infatuated with believing in something, you become, you become crazy. And then we say that is a phase. I don't think so. It's pretty dangerous. Or, so, but the generally speaking, I don't think to do something with wholehearted devotion is not to be over-infatuated with something, okay? That secondly, we do zazen, okay? So, when you do zazen, the practice so-called zazen is shikantaza is to do zazen with wholeheartedness. Okay. Well, in other words, with practice of mindfulness, you just concentrate on. So from this point, the wholehearted to sit in zazen with the wholeheartedness means to, or to say, to arrange noisy mind to for calm mind. Okay. Bring your noisy various type of various pattern of a noisy mind into one quiet state of human mind. All right? But still, if you practice like this, but still questions. Because when you do zazen, very naturally you can see. You try to make your mind calm. The more you try to make your mind calm, the more you can see that your mind becomes noisy. So what do you mean? To concentrate on doing zazen with wholehearted things. So to sit in zazen with wholeheartedness means to correct your mind to bring your mind into one quiet mind or one-pointed devotion, focusing on just one, taking care of breathing. That is real meaning of wholeheartedness. It's pretty hard to say because practically you can experience. It's not exactly. So from this point, the meaning of the wholeheartedness in Buddhism is not talking about a certain degree or implication. How much you can correct noisy mind in peace,
lasting harmony, or how much you can arrange, okay, noisy mind in peaceful peace, peaceful and harmonious state of your life. It's not degree. It's not the psychological degree. It's not the psychological, hint or suggestions of human life. Because if you understand the wholeheartedness as psychological degree or psychological hint or suggestion of human life, when you do something, at that time, I told you before, it means to do your best, okay? With wholeheartedness. Nothing but the implication of a degree or intention, how much you are, well, crazy about. Or it is nothing but talking about psychological degree or suggestions. How much you can focus on your object. Okay? But both are not right, because if you do it, lots of questions come up. So, because wholeheartedness or wholeheartedly is not our verb, okay? You say, I do. I sit in Zazen with wholeheartedness. At that time, a state of wholehearted devotion is something objectified. So it's nothing but a kind of adverb you are looking at. But in Buddhism, we are talking about wholeheartedness, which is exactly you. No gap between. So wholeheartedness is subject. But we don't deal with it. But if I say so, the wholeheartedness is exactly you means to do something without looking around. But that is not the talking about a psychological pattern, psychological hint. You can feel good. No, it's not psychological degree or hint. All right? If you're talking about psychological hint and the degree, how much you can concentrate on, at that time you can experience many things, feeling good, feeling bad. So always up and down, up and down. So your Zazen never be stable, peace. No. Your life is always up and down, because you deal with human life just according to the psychological pattern, psychological hint, psychological degree, how much you concentrate on one thing. It's not wholeheartedness. Okay? Because you're still creating gap and dealing with yourself in terms of so-called wholeheartedness. That is nothing but outward. If you deal with your life with something out of earth, so called wholeheartedly, and that time you always, what to say, you always practicing something in exchange for praise, for in exchange of a pray, P-R-E-Y, for satisfaction of human desires. Because if you do something and then I can get something, that's what I want. I am suffering, that's why I want to escape from this. If you do that, then you can escape from suffering. That's why you do this. Okay? Always there is a kind of praying. So in exchange of pray for satisfaction of human desire, you practice it. That is, you always deal with Zazen or you. At that time, you never have a chance to listen to voiceless voice, which is very deep, nowhere. But voiceless voice, so-called the bottom of your human life, is exactly nothing to measure with your yardstick. No way. Nothing. All you have to do is just be there. Whatever you think, cry or not cry, or scream or not scream, or smile or not smile, whatever you do, it doesn't hit the mark. So you just be there. If you just be there, you are comfortable? No, it's not comfortable. You don't feel comfortable. Why don't you get out from this? But you can't get out from this. So you have to be there. So finally, nothing to say. So in Buddhism, chant the name of Avalokiteshvara with all your mind. Mind is not the talking about psychological, okay? I told you, psychological degree or hint. How much your mind is concentrated. What kind of experience you feel from that concentration itself. No, it doesn't mean this one. So in Buddhism, okay, the mind which is transmitted, okay, from generation to generation is that all sentient beings are one mind. One mind, mind is all sentient beings, okay? This is what Buddhist scripture says, all right? So it's a little bit difficult to understand. But this mind transmitted from generation to generation is that all is one. One is all, anyway. So, what do you mean? The mind, which is always one, one is all, that is called infinite. If you say, this is my mind, it's blur. Immediately, you can make it blur. So, it's extended. So, if it becomes infinite, at that time, mind infinite is nothing to get at, but it's alive with you. Just like a president of the United States, so-called Ronald Reagan, okay? Ronald Reagan's names are known well so much in the whole universe. I don't know if it's good or bad. Anyway, in many ways, his name is pretty famous, okay? Poterus. You can criticize him, but his name is there, all right? So, in other words, his name is infinite. The more your name or your presence, your life is infinite, wherever you may go, it's appearing. Everyone knows. So if your life, that's why if you, please open up yourself to whatever kind of situation you may be. But most of people are scared to do this because people feel diminishing. Diminishing, do you understand? Shrinking. People feel themselves shrinking. I don't think so. If you open yourself up to whatever situation you may be, it's called infinite. It's universal. If you become a universal, wherever you may go, everyone knows. That is a so-called mind, right? Mind. That mind is not talking about psychological degree or hint from what you can feel, you can experience many kind of feelings. No. Complete beyond this one. You cannot measure it because it's universe. It's big. If it's big, it's blurred. No, it's there. Wherever you may go, you are. Everyone knows. But people scare so much about this. That's why most of people try to shut off themselves, okay? So finally, no one knows. Wherever you may go, you are isolated because no one knows. Because your very narrow understanding, always shutting off yourself from the world, from the peoples, and then you feel good. But at that time, practically speaking, it would rather be reversed. You are isolated. So, the mind. That's why mind transmitted from generation to generation is that all is one, one is all. So that is called infinite. Okay? So that infinite is what? Infinite mind is very big, so it's pretty difficult to know. But it's there, like a president of the United States, I told you. So that means you have to see the universal mind. When you do catch your, there is a universal. If you do catch your so-called form of catch your, you have to see the universal mind. Okay. But you don't see it. You're always criticizing or talking about form of Gassho. According to your yardstick, so-called cultural background, so that's why you hate it. Of course, it's natural, but strictly speaking, you have to understand this point, okay? Whatever, not only Buddhism, this is your life, okay? So, universal state of the mind is pretty big, so you cannot see it, practically speaking. But it appears always, wherever you may go, whatever you do, here it is. That's why you have to, if you do get sure, here is a universal mind. Universal means open up. anywhere, open up to Gassho. Completely give up yourself to Gassho. But you don't want. Because we get used of looking ourselves always in terms of a certain degree or hint, so-called cultural background, your ideas, your preconceptions. So it's pretty hard to say, to do this. So, anyway, that's why you have to, without any form or formality, okay, you cannot see anything. That's why in the Koran, the master says, see the universe in your cup. And then the monks try to see the universe in the cup, but he sees no universe in the cup. So he throws it away. And then the master says, oh, poor tea. Because if the master says, please see the universe in the cup, you always see the form of universe, form of cup. But a form of cup, is very small. How can the big universe can get into? No way.
So anyway, but universe, universal state of the mind is perfect, so it cannot get into the small form, intellectual sense. But if it's become vast, wherever you may go, it appears in the cup, in the microphone, in the gassho, in your word, in your behavior, there is a universe. So we have to learn this one, okay? But not have to, you want to. Consciously or unconsciously, you want. That's why you make every possible effort to live in this world. That's why you want to build up peace, peaceful world, and you want to have a good friend. No one has bad friend. So everyone wants to have a good friend because why? Because you want to anyway live in peace and harmony unconsciously or consciously. Okay? Means through the friend, through the shaking hand, I told you before, through the shaking hand, what do you want? You want something that's resorting the form of shaking hand? It's ridiculous. Don't you think so? If you say good morning, what do you mean? Are you interested in the meaning of good morning? Sure, you should know. But unconsciously or consciously, strictly speaking, you want to have something more than form of good morning, something more than word. So called peace and harmony. Peaceful relation between people and friends. How? Friends, friendliness, kindness, compassion. How do you know? Because it's vast. There is no way to know. But only through the form of shaking hand, through the greeting, so-called good morning, there is really a real sense of kindness, compassion, a peaceful relationship there. So how do you do this? That's why all you have to do is to shake your hand with wholeheartedness beyond psychological hint or suggestions or degree. How much you feel. What kind of experience you have. Whatever you feel or you don't feel, anyway, shake your hand.
With the people standing in the world where you cannot evaluate anything at a certain price. Just be there and shake hands. That's what you need. Totally absorption. Okay? That is called with all their mind. Then you call upon the Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva. That is exactly compassion. Okay? Open, because you open up yourself to that situation, so-called form of chanting, form of gassho, okay? Form of walking, you can open up to beyond, okay? Measuring your life, measuring your behavior with your yardstick. Anyway, that is really peaceful. That's it. Okay? I have to talk this one, you know, every Saturday, regardless of whether I like or not, regardless of Karagi is bad boy, good boy, or good teacher, it doesn't matter, you know. All I have to do is to convey Buddha's teaching, not my teaching, Buddha's teaching to you, whoever I am. Where should I stand up? Should I stand up in my feeling, in my experience? No. If I stand up in my territory, I cannot do it. If so, I should have a proud of myself, so-called, I am Buddha. No, I can't do it. So where should I stand up? So completely beyond measuring my life, okay, with my yardstick. Anyway, I have to stand up and then sit down there and just talk. That is called just talk. Just talk is not just talk. It's pretty profound. Okay? So that's why I have to mention this one. The meaning of all your mind, meaning of wholehearted devotion. What do you mean? You have to think carefully. You have to consider again and again, what do you mean this? Because most of people become crazy about this. Creating good one, creating bad one. And finally, good one, bad one fight each other. Because they stubborn. Because people experience something by over-infatuation of religion, believing in religion, believing in their own experience or their own career of the life, person, professional job, etc. All this fighting. Practice is simple. I say always do sit in zazen with wholeheartedness, just do it. But please, once more again, you have to consider again and again what does it mean. Okay? Otherwise, you become the fanatic. Your religion becomes a fanatic. Okay? Do you understand? Fanatic. Crazy. Fanatic religion is, in a sense, very powerful. Very powerful. Because it's wash your brain, exactly. And then the human beings love so much washing their own brains. Actually, intellectually, they don't want, but actually, they, in the other hand, they love so much. Please brain out my head, because lots of suffering, lots of suffering. They don't know how to get rid of it. Then there is someone who has a very strong power, so-called fanatic religions, you know. So I always tell you, believe it, If you don't believe this one, you become crazy. And then you're scared. They immediately following me. Okay? You are fantastic religious leaders. I don't think so. Don't believe me in that way. Okay? I don't teach you such religions. But practice practically every day, how do you take care of that human life is simple. So I always say, do it. Do your best with your wholeheartedness, with your heart, true heart, okay? But still, you have to be true adult, not baby. Not baby adult. If you become a baby adult, it's pretty hard to handle it. Do you understand? Baby adult means, well, you are straightforward. But in a sense, it's crazy. Okay? If I say, please, believe this one, okay? And then you believe, just like babies. But your brain is completely blind. That is not a real adult. Your brain, your heart, your consciousness must be clear anyway. But nevertheless, it doesn't mean to brought up constantly self-consciousness, stubbornness. No. You must be very magnanimous. For this, you have to anyway train your consciousness. Okay? You have to study. You have to profound your life. Through the listening to the Buddha's teaching and practicing constantly. Okay? That is most important, alright? I'm going to San Francisco the Monday morning. But please practice the Zazen and your life regardless of whether I am here or not, okay? Karagiri is not there, so why not? Why not sleep at your home? Karagiri, come back, let's go. That is pretty nice because it's better than nothing. But it is not the kind of practice that the, what would you say, according to the sense of give and take, you know, Karagiri come back, let's do, you know. Karagiri gone, why not sleep? So, that is always measuring your life with your yardstick. Feeling good, feeling bad. But real practice means to deepen your life. Anyway, deepen. Your life, deepening your life is exactly understanding your life and others' life. That is deepening. Not only the understanding your life, okay? Deepening your life is to understand you and others. Okay? That is a practice. In order to do this, our practice is constantly going, regardless of whether I am here or not, regardless of the whatever kind of situation you may be, anyway, we have to do it. Okay? Sitting at your home is fine. Coming here and sitting in cold weather, it's hard. Sure. But that, if you practice, your practice is swayed away by this feeling, and that time, what kind of practice you do? Okay? Your practice is always going on by your measurement, yardstick. At that time, you don't have any chance to listen to the voiceless voice from the bottom of your life. When I was at monastery, it was really cold. But whatever situation, I decided I want to do this. I would do it. I always do it. even though people call me crazy, Karagi, but I want to do it. It's not proud of myself. I'm not talking about my life, how proud I am. No, I'm not talking about it. But please remember, completely beyond your judgment evaluation, if you practice like this, very naturally, your life deepened. No other way. So it's pretty hard because nothing to pin down. Coming here to practice here in the cold weather, it's ridiculous. Because sometimes you catch a cold. Sleeping in your bed, it's better. Comfortable. And sitting on your bed, it's comfortable. Why you have to come here? Why he said you have to come here to sit? I don't say you have to. The real meaning of practice is just come here and sit down. Beyond you have to or you happen to, you mustn't do. Okay, I'm not talking about this. Please, if you want to practice, please take care of real meaning of practice. Beyond your yardstick. That is very quiet practice. No one say about the deepening your depths of your life, which is developing from moment. No one say so. No one say about that. Because it's pretty hard to see. But people always barking at you in terms of sense of give and take. So always people barking at you. It's ridiculous. Why don't you practice at your home? Why don't you sleep more? Because if you sleep enough, it's pretty good for your health. Pretty good to keep your body in good shape. Why don't you running around the lake, you know, instead of sitting here, breathing a not good air? 20 people sitting here and during sessions, you can see the not good airs in this room. So why not? Why do you sit down for 7 days with the pains, you know? It's ridiculous. I don't want to suggest you to do this. But I am not talking about that practice. Judging in terms of psychological hint or suggestions, no. I want to talk about the practice coming from the bottom of your life, which has voiceless voice, nothing to say. But it's always saying to you, because nowhere to go. So, please continue practicing that way, okay? Buddhist practices, in a common sense, making you boring, okay? But while you feel boring, still you are looking at your life in terms of sense of give and take. So wholeheartedness is exactly you. At that time, no space to feel boring. That's why I mentioned wholeheartedness is exactly subject, you yourself. Okay. Not adverb, not adjective. Not verb, not word. You must be exactly. Okay? That practice is very quiet practice. touching to the core of existence. Just like a sound of a stream. What you can hear, regardless of whether you close your eyes or not, regardless of you covered your ears or not,
sound of stream of river is constantly going. You have to stand up there, okay? Just practice there. I will be I will be here middle of April. Okay. I pray for your practice, for your life.